This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids. I'm with the director of the brand new film Kubo and the Two Strings, Travis Knight. So tell me, we've got a beetle in this, we've got a monkey, we've got crashing waves at some point, we've got magic wings, a helmet, a guitar. Tell me about the story, Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yeah, so it's a story about a boy who is the son of a goddess and the greatest samurai the world has ever known. But he's got a mysterious past, and he's got these series of rules that he's got to follow in order to make sure that he stays safe. And when he accidentally breaks the rules, he causes this incredible thing to happen where these evil spirits from the past come raining down from the heavens, and he has to go on this incredible journey to save himself and hopefully reunite his family. And along the way, he meets these strange allies, including Monkey, a savage sword-wielding snow monkey, and Beetle, a big, brawny, befuddled man-bug. And they face off against nigh-impossible odds, gods and monsters, as Kubo struggles to fulfill his heroic destiny. It's a really incredible, big, epic action-adventure story, and it's also, you know, got a really great balance of humor, heart, warmth, and beauty.
There's a lot going on in this.
There's a lot going on.
I cannot imagine how anyone came up with this story. Even watching the film, I couldn't comprehend how this goes into someone's brain. Talk to me about the very first idea that you had for Kubo.
The beginning of the idea, we started developing the project 5 years ago when we were still knee-deep in production on Paranorman. And the original idea came from our brilliant character designer on the film, Shannon Tindall. And, you know, he had this idea of a big sweeping samurai epic, which was something that really got me exciting because I'd never seen something like that in stop motion before. And as you start to develop the project, you know, the first 2-3 years of the project, it's all devoted on figuring out the story, the characters, the world, the themes that you're exploring, the different aspects of your own life you start to weave within it. That's an exciting time because the thing can become anything. I mean, it's just this film could be absolutely anything at that portion of the development cycle. And as you start to winnow it down, you explore, okay, what are we really saying with this story as a whole? And that's where you start finding the sculpture in the stone.
So here's the thing. My eyes really hurt when I have to do things with you know, small objects.
Right.
So I can't tie my shoes.
I find
intricate work very tough. It baffles me how you manage to make a whole film, 100 minutes plus, with tiny little models. Mm-hmm. Why do you prefer to use stop motion over maybe cleaner cut CGI?
I think there's something that's just inherently beautiful about stop motion. I've loved stop motion since I was a kid. There's something that is just incredibly beautiful and charming about it. And I think that it gets down to the process. I don't think you can extricate the process of creating art from art itself. And so the fact that these things are created by hand, that they're brought to life by an artist's hand, I think that imbues it with just a warmth and a charm and a humanity that you don't see in other forms of filmmaking. I just think it's really unlike anything else. But it is a weird process. I mean, you're moving these things on a set, you know, a frame at a time in front of a camera. And some of these objects are incredibly small. Like you said, there's a scene that I animated in the film where Kubo is a baby, and the puppet was literally as big as my thumb. And so we have these replacement faces to get the character expressions. And to change the faces, I literally had to use little tiny tweezers to take the faces on and off. They were so small. And yet on the big screen, it takes up the entire screen. You've got to really bring an incredible eye for detail to that sort of thing. But I think it's just absolutely beautiful.
So I've got some very quick questions
right.
from our audience. Just very quick fire.
Yeah.
This is through the kids at Pop Jam, which we use all the time. This is Peekapuff 3000. Why did you want to become a director?
You know, I've loved stories my entire life, and you know, being a director on a film, it's the way we go. You know, going to the cinema is a way we see stories about our own lives, and so the opportunity to tell a story like this for millions of people around the world is really fundamentally why I wanted to be a director.
Sorry, one last one, most important question. You will be asked when you're touring around Europe. It's from Everix. What's your favorite type of potato?
I don't know that I have a sophisticated understanding of all the varieties of potatoes. I don't know. I love potato in all its forms. I don't know.
Not the chip?
Chip is all right, but we would call it a fry.
Okay.
We would call it a French fry.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, Travis. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah,
cheers.
Thanks.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.